Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Glory to God. Amen. Bonnie has been talking. She started this, so I'm glad I can blame it on her. One of the things, she was talking about the Lord. We have been, last 2 weeks, we've been talking about the noble gifts of wisdom and grace.
Yeah, just as a brief catch-up, at the beginning of the year, as the Lord spoke to us prophetically as a community and a family and our extended family and the body of Christ in general, someone gave me a gift, a handmade gift of a painted picture of the Magi. Here they are. And as I was opening this package, the Lord spoke to me and said, when your eyes fall upon what's in this package, I'm going to speak to you a word for 2019, for this year. And I opened it, and immediately he said, in the year of 2019, the Father, Son, and Spirit, the Godhead, are processing towards us, bearing three noble gifts to give. The first is wisdom, like a hammer, but soft. The next is grace, to say no to worldly passion with many physical healing miracles. And the third is the reward of faith that has been tested by fire. And so we decided that we would spend a little bit of time, as we have, we've spent some time around wisdom, some time around grace and healing miracles. And today, we would like to spend a little time around faith.
Amen. So, the question, one of the great questions I've asked is, what is the key to leading a life where I know I'm pleasing God? I want to be a God pleaser. I want the Lord to give me a good report. What is the best thing? What kind of gear should I get? And there is this wonderful scripture which says in Hebrews 11, it says, but without faith, verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. So what is the key to lead a life that pleases God? Is faith. To believe that he is, and to believe that he is a good God. Tell your neighbor, he's a good God.
He's a good God.
And he is a rewarder for those who earnestly seek him. My Heavenly Father is reliable, he's dependable. So today we want to say, we believe in all the goodness of God. Today I want to declare, not only yesterday, but today and tomorrow, he's a good God. My God is a good God. And so that's, without faith, it is impossible. So I've got to have faith. And we can look at Hebrews, the book of Hebrews, and that's the classic scripture on faith. And it says, now faith is the substance of things hope for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, then he talks about the litany of heroes in the Bible. Each, the common thing about them, about their great, awesome life, loaded with miracles, without faith. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death and was not found because God had taken him. You know, he was kind of, God one day just walked with him. They were walking together. And the Lord said, hey, Enoch, my house is closer than yours. You want to go? And Enoch said, why not? And he just kind of went on to be with the Lord. Unique kind of walk. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and is rewarded of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. Hallelujah. How about that?
Yeah.
The ark was prepared not just for Noah, but for the saving of his household. Yeah. We believe often in household blessing. As we pray, as we do take communion, as you plead the blood of Jesus, we are doing it for the whole household. By which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents, with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So these are some of the people who had confident faith in God. And I really feel, as we connect that with the prophetic impression we had for the year, that we're going to have an increase. This is the year of increase. And I want us to challenge ourselves and go a little further to a higher level of faith, that I am going to increase. You are going to increase in your faith. So we're not going to stay at one level. God may challenge us. But, I mean, as we took the offering for our missions last Sunday, it blew my mind how much the Lord wanted to bless that mission effort. And I was so proud of the Lord, proud of you, proud of what I believe God's going to do. I really feel for each of you, increase in faith, increase in finances, increase in your children, and be active in this. So these Abel, Enoch, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Rahab, Gideon, Barak, Samson, David, Samuel, all some of these are the heroes of faith. They had active faith. It was not passive. They believed God was up to something and he was going to do something wonderful. So, and if God has said it, I'm going to believe it and reach out for the fullness of that blessing this year, confident in the Word of God and confident in the fact, and you too, that God loves you and he cares for you, and these blessings he has reserved, the blessings of Abraham, are yours. And you actively, with active faith, receive each of those. So I'm not going to remain passive, and I'm going to believe every word of God. And one of the primary things is to believe. For me, when the missionary gave me that Bible, and I started reading the Gospels.
When you were 16.
When I was 16.
In Mombasa.
In Kenya, correct. And I remember
the
that.
The son of the defenders of the Hindu faith for 900 years.
Yes.
No one in your family had heard or believed the Gospel.
For 900 years.
900 years.
Trace back. And I opened the Word, and I started reading. And John 14. I mean, suddenly, it was like, it was like Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind. I don't know, but it was vibrating. And John 14 quickened up. I mean, where Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. And he is the way, Jesus. And I knew that I knew Jesus is the way. And my whole heart was captivated by that. And it was like I entered into that revelation. And the Lord took me to heaven. And I was seeing the light and the living lights and rainbows. And it was such, I was in the middle of this living light, and there was such joy that it's indescribable. You kind of for that seat. I was in the glory, and it's like if you are not dead, you want to die somewhere. I mean, it's like you want to be right there. You don't want to leave. I don't want to go anywhere but be. Oh wow! It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I knew that I knew that Jesus is the way. And that's for us is in that then there is wholehearted commitment. And I have, my faith is in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Interestingly enough, John 14 in my life was also the chapter that captured my heart when I was first baptized in the Holy Spirit. And isn't that interesting that it, I mean, we were miles apart and worlds, you know, between us and so on and so forth. But it begins, as you know, with let not your heart be troubled. And that's the bumper sticker, the mantra, the flashing neon sign of the tattoo, the brand of a life lived in faith. Let not your heart be troubled. And if we were to sum up the entirety of walking a life day to day, walking day by day in faith, it's Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Let's say that. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. So it's personal, it's relational, it's an interchange of believing in him who is unseen, but recognizing that everything we see was created and is sustained, ongoing by him, and therefore we also see through eyes of faith, believing. And if there's anything that the world needs now, yes, love, sweet love. But more than that, frankly, is certainty. And faith is the only thing, and the Bible says it, it is the only thing that it is the assurance and the evidence. So there is one place where you and I, and in fact the whole world, can get certainty in the changing dynamics of our world around us at all times. And that is a personal relationship with God through faith. And the beautiful thing is, unpacking those scriptures that Pastor Mahesh read, it's absolutely amazing that the assurance is you get a reward. You get a reward. So it's not something that is, you know, ends in a sigh or ends in nothingness. Faith exercised equals reward. And the beautiful thing in a moment after Pastor shares with us some more, I just was looking yesterday at the litany of reward of exercising faith that there is in Hebrews 11. And it goes on into all kinds of beautiful things, and we'll come to that in a minute.
So I really believe that as we are sharing this about the Lord wants to increase my faith muscle this year and your faith muscle. So, Lord, what are you wanting me to increase in? Well, increase in faith. We're going to believe, therefore, for more.
Amen.
Don't just settle for, you know, just expand your horizon. We want to really exercise faith that we're going to see not only revival for the whole nation, but in our area, in our city, in this region, we're going to see multiple hundreds of thousands come to Jesus Christ. That we thankful God has answered. Believe me, we have had these last almost 10 years that when we saw the economy of so many people, this was so 10 years ago, 8 years ago, no, there were joblessness was terrible. And now our economy is booming. I am thankful.
Thank you, Lord.
And
thank you.
Get
thank
deeper
you.
In. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
That our fellow Americans, they are not, brokenhearted because they can't provide for their families. That whoever wants a job, they can pretty much find it these days if they are patient. But in that context, I want to say that with faith, we're going to lay hold of the Word of God, the provision of God, and be instruments by which we release the promises of God. So have faith in God. Say, have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
That was Mark 11:22. I can... Let me find that scripture. This was the word, I think I have shared it. It's the words of Jesus. And now in the morning as they passed by, they saw, this is Mark 11, a fig tree dried up by the roots. And Peter, remembering, to him said, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things which he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe. Say believe.
Believe.
Put your hand on your heart. Say, I shall believe.
I shall believe.
Believe that you receive them and you will have them. This is in the context of Jesus saying, have faith in God.
Yes.
And this is one of the tertiary stories sometimes, I say, because this is living word for me. That when some of you know that I used to, 22, 23 years in a row, Bonnie and I would, most of the time Bonnie would be with me too. Unless our kids were little, but in the 80s and 90s, we starting with late 70s, but I would go every year to Israel and do the miracle services for this group, Feast of Tabernacles celebration, about 3,000 people usually, from about 120 countries. And after that, I would go and pray all night at the Western Wall. And this was the birthing place of the watch. The angel would come and meet me. There's nothing like praying all night at the Western Wall. And I was so refreshed in the glory. And there is and around 4 o'clock in the morning, it's almost just, it's so quiet. A few handful of rabbis and all that around, but not too many. And you just seek the Lord. And the angel would meet me, but one year, he came and I heard the Lord say, have faith in God, Mark 11:22. And that's one of the, just a side, little interesting stories. And a few weeks later, I was hunting geese. You know, I like to hunt in the fall, geese or ducks. I did something like that 2 weeks ago, and I have pictures to show you. So with this day, I mean, it was freezing. This was Michigan, the wintertime. And I was questioning if I really heard. Have you gone through that time where you know you have heard from God, and then a few weeks later you wonder, did I really? And it's like the enemy was attacking me.
Yeah.
And did I really hear the angel's voice saying, have faith in God? And so this... Finally, we say three geese coming in, and I shot, and one of the geese fell. This is in Michigan now. Remember, this is not in Israel. And it dropped in the marshland. My friend went to retrieve the goose, and he said, Mahesh, you shot that goose. It's there in the swamp. I'm going to go get it, and he got it. And he said, there is a farmer way up in Canada who made an agreement with the Canadian wildlife Canadian, they try to mark and trace the geese, how the flights take place across the nations, and they chart them. So the group of geese will have a little band, banded geese. And when a hunter gets banded geese, he's like won the Academy Award. And it was a banded goose. And then he said, it's a Jack Minor band. That's the name of that rancher. And he's a Christian, so he insists if they put a band, he gets to choose the scripture to put on those bands. So these are almost like Christian geese. And so among the millions of geese flying in the sky,
just a few,
I was able to shoot one and get it. And he said, you shot a rare one. It's a Jack Minor band. I said, what's the scripture? And he looked and he said, Mark 11:22, have faith in God. So Lord confirms his word, even if he has to use a goose for that. So have faith in God. Tell your neighbor, have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
And then you exercise. Jesus said, you can tell this mountain to move. There are obstacles then. And you will have an opportunity to pray and to command some obstructions to move. We have had many families come.
Yeah.
There are people from all over, people who are in tremendous crisis for themselves or their children. It's often demonic oppression. I know families who I don't talk about it much, but young ladies, teenagers who are mutilators and they cut themselves constantly. And it's an oppression. And we have prayed for them right here and commanded that thing to go. And it has gone. And their oppression goes. So that's the kind of authority Jesus talked about. As you have faith, then you can lay hold of something and the promises of God. One thing that the Lord, here you find that there's a scripture in Joshua 21. It says, with this, having faith, we're going to exercise faith in the Word of God and in the promises of God that He has given in His Word. And there is a testimony of Joshua that I want you to take and say, these are God's promises and He will fulfill them.
Amen.
It says in Joshua chapter 21, verse 43, so the Lord gave to Israel all the land of which He had sworn to give to their fathers. Say all.
All.
And they took possession of it and dwelt in it.
Amen.
So it's not just you see it at a distance.
Yeah.
But you take possession of the promise. Say possession.
Possession.
And that's part of my thing is when I'm praying for people these days, as I pray, I stay continuously. If I'm alone, when I travel in my study, in my hotel room or wherever, I am actively for other people, I'm saying, these promises are going to come to pass. And you can agree too, for your family, for others in the church. The Lord, so you take possession of it. Say possession.
Possession.
They took it and they dwelt in it.
Yeah.
That promise you got, it's
thank
yours.
You, Lord.
You're going to take possession of it and dwell in it. And so you make it yours. The Lord gave them rest all around according to all they had sworn to their fathers. And not a man of all their enemies stood against them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. And that's type of model. Whatever enemies we're confronting, we are going to see those
amen.
Enemy shadows
thank you, Lord.
Defeated in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, thank you,
you're
Lord.
Going to claim that for your children. We're going to claim
yes.
that for fellow believers in the church. Whatever they're struggling, it's going to be our struggle, and we're going to believe
yeah.
the promise of God.
Yeah.
Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord had spoken to the house of Israel all came to pass.
Hallelujah.
Say after me, not a word failed.
Not a word failed.
Of any good thing.
Of any good thing.
Which the Lord had spoken.
Which the Lord had spoken.
All.
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 Came to pass.
Came to pass.
Isn't that,
wow.
I mean, you can give the Lord a clap for that. That every promise. God wants to give you a promise. There's many, many promises. He is going to fulfill those promises. So we're going to accept that. And some of you who are parents, activate, be actively faithful.
Thank you, Lord.
That's part of the reason you need to be very regular in church. And because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So as you, as we share the Word of God, rehearse the Word of God, it comes more alive. Faith comes by hearing. So you can increase in faith. And I mean, look like the rock. Muscular in faith. Oh, Arnold. Arnold is many years. He's getting, now his muscles are a little flabby, I think. But
he needs to increase his faith.
Yeah, that is true. So not one promise. That's it. I saw the scripture.
Awesome.
God said not one promise.
Not one.
Failed. Yeah.
All came to pass. Hallelujah.
And God took care of the enemies.
Yes.
And that's another thing that we as Christians need to believe for our children, for the future. For, I mean, there are active, you know, I don't want to talk about people, but there, when we went, when Bonnie went to the Kavanaugh hearings, and then Sarah, after her, the next week, we saw there were literal witches doing their incantations the Senate of the United States of America. And they're actively, I mean, doing their witchy stuff. And that is darkness. That's demonic.
Yes. There was a great cabal of that. And some of them are running for president now. So there you go. I encourage you, church, family, look again at Hebrews chapter 11 this week. Because it is loaded. It will give you a quiverful of real arrows of faith for receiving the promises of God and bringing it to pass. And as you look at the rewards of the faith of all of those ones that are listed there, it's absolutely amazing. One of the themes, as Pastor mentioned, it says over and over again, through faith, so-and-so obtained a good testimony or obtained a good report or obtained a good witness. Do you know what that's speaking of? How many of you have heard or read the scripture of Jesus at the end of our journey saying, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." That is what obtaining a good testimony is talking about. And so how do you get to that moment where you see Jesus and he says, "Good job, come on in. Let's feast. I've got a house for you." How do you do it? A simple walking by faith every day. That, as we've read, coming to God, believing that he is, and believing he rewards those who seek him. How simple could it be? It's simple enough for a little child. That is the whole essence of a victorious life. And frankly, we complicate it. Our world is very complicated. It's very technical now. And I know that everyone in this room, that we've got whole lists of things that we're trying to get right, that we're trying to remember and we're trying to bring into order. Today is a recalibration, going back to the simplicity of the gospel, releasing you from pressures, stresses, worries, legalisms, details, all kinds of anxieties, and simply as a little child coming daily to your heavenly Father, believing that he is and that he will reward us as we come. And then, as you're encouraging yourself this week, read Hebrews 11, because you will find that
on the journey, as these folks walked in faith, they received their dead to life again. They received the spirit of prophecy to see years in advance of the things that God was going to do and bring that blessing forward and put it on their children. They received power to stop the mouths of lions, as speaking of Daniel. They received all kinds of supernatural intervention in major natural circumstances. The Red Sea parted, for heaven's sakes. The walls of Jericho, you can go to Israel and the archaeological track is there that those walls literally all fell down outward except for one section. And it literally over the years just crumbled down like this. That was where Rahab's house was. So a simple coming to God every day, believing he's hearing and believing he's rewarding. So let's believe, let's receive, let's recalibrate today and keep it simple.
Amen. Amen. And it's, as I talked about, the promises God made, it says in the New Testament, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20, for all the promises of God in him, that's Jesus, are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Say, all the promises of God.
All the promises of God.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
Are yes.
And in him.
Amen. So you take possession of it. Okay, this is for you. All the promises of God are yes. For me, for my kids. And then it's some of the incidents I was thinking about where when God says, I'm doing this for you, but we still, it is, huh? Really? There is the incidents in the Bible, like Zechariah and Elizabeth, when we talk about the Christmas story and the birth, before the birth of Jesus, the birth of John the Baptist, and his parents are Zacharias and Elizabeth, and they are elderly, so they have difficulty believing certain things. Zacharias, you are going to have a child. Your wife is going to bear a child. She's, no, I don't. And it's hard for him to believe. And yet it's the angel of God saying, you are going to be blessed. Your prayers are answered. Your wife is going to deliver a baby. And he says, I don't know. I kind of doubt it. Because you doubt, you are going to be dumb until the baby is born. And it's, you know, godly people, and yet not able to believe. Thank God on the other side was Mary saying, be it unto me according to your word.
Yeah.
So all the promises of God are activated. And I am believing for you guys, we are believing for each other, that the promises of God are yes and amen. We were last week, was it last week? Yeah. We were in Cincinnati, Michael, and we were doing an afternoon session. And somehow I started talking about the covenant names of God. And someone raised me. Can you tell us those covenant names again? And so I went over them. But there is a reason. The covenant names of God, this is the promise. That's not just a Bible study.
Right.
His name, Jesus, is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, my provider.
Hallelujah.
You want to say, okay, this year I will not fear for me, for my children. God is their provider. And then in the same manner, we are not going to stand still and just say, okay, well, this is person is being diagnosed with cancer. We're going to cast it out. We're going to pray. Claim the promises, by his stripes you are healed. So Jesus is Jehovah Rapha. It's not a Bible study. We are going to honor him and receive the promise of healing for ourselves or deliverance or leadership and direction that we are without. We're not without direction. He is Holy Spirit. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So by faith, we are receiving all the promises of God this year.
He is El Shaddai, the one who takes away barrenness. And that's one of God's own testimonies throughout Scripture that he established as a precedent, beginning with Sarah and then moving all the way forward. And that saying, nothing is impossible with God, came from those many testimonies of the women who were barren. And God gave them the fulfillment of the promise that he had made, and they bore a son. The Davidic kingdom was born out of a barren woman's womb when God gave Hannah Samuel. And then that, you know, that great legacy began. And I'll give you a really practical little thing. I was talking with someone about this week, and some of you have heard this, but when I was about 18 and I'd just been baptized in the Holy Spirit, and frankly, I was raised all of my life in a cessationist church doctrine that absolutely, adamantly rejected everything supernatural. And so when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and suddenly the invisible world opened as a reality to me, then there was this struggle in my mind. And an old Texas farmer told me once, we were talking about this, and he said, well, you know, he said, I've been watching this thing for Maron 40-some years now. And I've learned that whenever my mind says, but what if, I don't listen to anything that comes after. And that's my secret to walking in faith. And do you know, he was so prophetic, I didn't realize that that was my stumbling block, where I would fall into anxiety, doubt, or unbelief. The Lord would speak to me, would give me a promise. I'd have that assurance in my heart. And then, you know, within the next day or so, and sometimes within the next few seconds, that little phrase or that feeling, but what if this happens? Or but what if that's not God? Or but what if? And when that old farmer told me, don't listen to anything that comes after, but what if? It's always going to be your flesh or the world or the devil. And for 6 weeks, I actually took that on as a mental exercise, and it broke the oppression of all of that unbelief off of me. So let's say it together. Whenever I hear, but what if? I don't listen to anything that comes after.
Amen. And it's really, for me, it's still a journey. And but how it combines, in the end, you have to realize this is supernatural. Something happening, and you are involved in something wonderfully awesome and supernatural. And your faith that God is using, as you start exercising it, then you exercise it not only for yourself, but others. And how the Lord combines the absolute supernatural with you connecting with the promises of God. So, you know, there are several things that I was saying. Part of the mystery of faith, it's still a mystery how you are believing a supernatural God with his supernatural promises, and you are apprehending it and becoming one with it. So Jehovah Rapha is the Lord, our healer, and you are exercising faith for that. You are believing it. And I would say, for me, it's more congruency. You're becoming one with it. You're saying, be it unto me according to your word. Let it become one with you. And I've shared that different examples many times, but it's still a mystery that when I saw that woman in Toronto, and I looked at her and I said, I see you with a baby. And every doctor had said her, she's in her 40s and been married 14 years, not been able to conceive. And as a man of God is passing by, I point to her and say, I see you with a baby. And 9 months and 2 weeks later, she has a wonderful baby. And it was the supernatural power of God, something combined with something. And I had simply exercised faith, connected in the glory for the promise of God for them and the baby. Well, I mean, when you hold the baby, you say, it works. This is real. So, and there are certain things like Bonnie said, well, some of these obstructions, something. What if here in Romans 4:18, Abraham, who is the father of faith, says in Romans 4:18, who against hope believed in hope that he, that's Abraham, might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be, being not weak in faith. So it's good to be strong in faith. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Say, strong in faith. Giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. So as we believe in God, exercise faith, God considers you righteous. So by faith, we believe Jesus is Lord. He has done exactly what the Bible says. And therefore, I receive him. And I have eternal life. That's the foundation. That's the beginning point. That you have a supernatural life. You are born again by the promise of the Word of God. And I'm fully persuaded that he is able to do all that he has promised. So this is a wonderful season. I believe this is a year of increase. But God is challenging us to increase. Go to the next level in our faith. Amen?
Amen?
Say, all the promises of God.
All the promises of God.
Yes.
Yes.
And amen.
Amen.
For me, my children, my church, my nation.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give him a big clap offering. Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. And that thing about your bill has been paid. I'll tell you. Say, awesome. My bills are paid.
My bills are paid. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Which song? He paid a debt he did not owe?
I don't know that one.
You what?
Not yet.
Stump the piano player. It's rare.
Not yet. I mean, maybe after today, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was from another age, Michael. You're okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise God. Amen. Let's all stand. Not one promise has failed. Thank you, Father. So the Lord gave to Israel all the land. Say, all the promises
of God
belong to us
through
Jesus Christ.
And
I'm going to take possession by faith of all the promises. They are mine. And I will possess
and
dwell in the promised land. And all the enemies are being defeated. All the enemies of God's people. God's delivering us. out of the hand of the enemy.
Out of the hand of the enemy.
And every word of God,
every word of God
is yes and amen.
Yes and amen.
Not one word,
not one word
is failing.
He's
giving me every good thing.
Thank you, Father,
for your promises.
Through Jesus Christ.
Raise your hands. So we give all the glory to Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords. You are worthy, Lord. Amen. Give him a thank you, worthy clap offering. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We hope you enjoyed this message. We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.